Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome into the Labatt Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. We have a full hour of Penn State football talk for you. Mandy Shea joining me in studio for quarter number one, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live, and the Patriot News third member of honor team, that's Ross Tucker. Ross the Boss will join us shortly. Bob, how you doing?
Good, real good. It's almost time to start getting serious about the bowl game, but more importantly, one of the fan bases biggest days of the year is coming up the middle of next week with early signing day. So I think there's a lot of people looking forward to that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in quarter number four. We're going to dig deep into it. I'm interested on some things that you and Ross think about the two signing periods and the early signing period, but we'll dig into that in quarter number four. Good segue, Bob. We're going to kick off with some news and notes this week, followed by Tucker's tape, which we're going to look at the 2019 class. We're going to look at some of the players with Ross. That's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. They're your questions, his answers. Ask Ross. Brought to you by our good friends at 409tailgateclub.com. That will power quarter number three. And like we just said, quarter number four, we're going to talk about early signing day and a whole bunch about that. Okay, so let's get to some news and notes. I got a few things here. We'll talk about some recruiting. Five-star defensive end Nolan Smith enjoyed his visit to Penn State.
Right.
He had a very good time. He liked his host, but it was not good enough to move him off his commitment to Georgia. The native of Savannah said earlier this week he's sticking with the Bulldogs. He's the number one overall recruit in the country on most boards in the 2019 class, but I don't know. Getting a late curtain call, good enough?
Sounded like Micah Parsons was trying his hardest. Yeah. Trying his hardest to sway old Nolan Smith, but it just didn't work out. Gotta like that about Micah, though. He's in it to win it. It's not just about himself. He's trying to get the team better.
Well, getting an official visit from one of the, you know, top one or two recruits in the country, I don't ever think that's a bad thing, because I always think once James Franklin and staff get somebody on campus, it gives them a crack with how they do it. So, all right. Speaking of recruiting, Penn State welcomed about 20 guys to campus last weekend for a big recruiting weekend. More than half of the 2019 class was in attendance. They had some guys that are prospects. They use it to get rolling again, but they haven't had a commitment in a while. But it doesn't feel like there's any reason to panic. Do you think so, Bob?
No, I think a couple of kids, as we talk about this, are on the cusp of making some decisions, and I think Penn State probably will get a couple of them. But yeah, I don't think they're done with this class, so we'll see.
So let's talk about some of the guys that they either have or.
Can I just add one thing to that, Andy?
Yes, Ross.
As I just butted in here while you guys are in the middle of a segment, it is an incredible balancing act for these schools this time of year, because you only have so many spots, and it's like there's a chance that they could go over with all these kids, and right. It's like, okay, then you have 16 kids that sign, and you're trying to scramble to get whatever you can for the next signing day, but how many great players are really left then? Or they could all say yes, and then you're like, yeah, okay, we got 24 now, like we can't take that many. What happens is you just take them, and then you find a way for other guys to move on from the program.
I also think that the silent verbal is a real thing. I think Penn State knew about a couple of kids.
They knew about Jason Oway.
They knew about a couple of kids, and I wouldn't be surprised if they know about a couple of kids. They feel really good about a couple of kids. They just haven't made it official yet.
They must.
Yeah.
They must.
Yeah. Because Ross's point is obviously valid, and I think that's one way that maybe you counteract that a little.
And I think that they probably say to some of the kids, look, like we got to know. You don't have to say it publicly. You can wait till sign, but we kind of got to know. But what's scary is then you lose Emory Simmons to North Carolina.
Back to North Carolina.
Yeah. Mack Brown.
Which I understand. That's understandable, right?
Right.
But then now Miami's all over Dunmore. you know, then
the
you
only
go,
wide
then,
receiver in a class.
Yeah, then you might have no wide receivers, which I guess the saving grace there is Penn State has three really good receivers that have three more years of eligibility. So yeah, that's a positive.
They just
there.
Have to catch the ball.
One of the
there
you go. They have about five or six what we could identify as top targets. I think wide receiver Cornelius Johnson, the Connecticut Gatorade Player of the Year. It seems like that young
man's got
some
pretty good options.
He does have some options, but somehow that kind of feels to me like maybe one of those silent verbals. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Some of the other guys that they have on their top target list: defensive tackle Jared Harrison Hunt is on their list. Offensive guard Ja'Kai Moore from Virginia. Defensive end Adisa Isaac. Running back Noah Kane. And offensive tackle Trevor Keegan. Trevor Keegan and Cornelius Johnson were on campus last weekend. And Keegan, Noah Kane, and Cornelius Johnson are all expected to make their announcements before the 19th, before the first active National Signing Day. And Penn State figures, now, if they have three guys going before the 19th, they're all top targets for Penn State. The only thing is, don't go over, right? With those three top targets. They've got an offensive lineman, a wide receiver, and a running back that are all going to announce before signing day. They're all going to announce in the next week.
Right, so just like the momentum factor?
Just saying, like, they're at 16 now. They just lost
one.
I
honestly wonder this, and I should know this more, but how many kids really don't tell the coaches what they're doing until they announce it on signing day? I don't think very many.
I think that Penn State has a really good idea of who's coming and who's going. I don't think there's quite as much suspense, I think, as is out there perception-wise. I just think that James is that good of a recruiter that he's not gonna leave his bases uncovered.
Okay, let's stop with recruiting. Let's talk a little bit of football here in news and notes. Quarter number one, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, let's keep going. Micah Parsons and Pat Freiermuth were first-team all-freshman selections by ESPN. You know, I watched Micah's highlight tape, and I watched Freiermuth as well. They all got their season highlight tapes and were putting them out on social media. So I watched Tariq Castro Fields. But I watched Micah's, and I thought, did he over-deliver? It's almost hard to understand the expectation of what he was the leading tackler. I'm watching all these splash plays that they showed, and I'm like, he's still Micah Parsons. But he played a brand new position for a year, and all he did was lead their team in tackles. Like, it felt like that almost no matter what he did, he wasn't going to meet expectations to some degree.
I thought that he would have less production, more difference-making plays.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Like, right, right. No,
force fumbles, hitting the quarterback, maybe a pick or two. It was, I would say, a very good true freshman year. Very good. But a little bit, for me, of a strange one. I guess I thought he would make some difference-making plays. Yeah. How many, like, can you think off the top of your head, Bob, difference-making plays?
I think the game slowed down for him in the second half of the season. I think in the first half of the season, it was a struggle for him just to get lined up correctly and not play his responsibility. And you have to remember, I thought it was really great that Micah got to enroll in January, because they tried him at middle linebacker first. They saw that didn't work. Then they moved him to outside linebacker in spring. And he started to finally figure that out. But had he enrolled in August and they moved him to middle linebacker and played him, it would have probably been a lost freshman season for him by the time he figured out how to play outside linebacker. I just think, I don't know in this day and age how many splash plays you can make as an outside linebacker, unless you're more of like a hybrid 3-4 outside linebacker, unless you're somebody like Penn State's about to see in 3 weeks, who I can't believe that Monmouth was the only other school that offered him a scholarship coming out of Monmouth, New Jersey. But man, that's like the steal of the century, Josh Allen.
Yeah, he won.
He won them all.
He won all the awards.
Name the award he won.
Wait. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Josh Allen for Kentucky?
Yeah.
He had one offer.
Is from Monmouth, New Jersey?
Correct, sir.
Monmouth was his only other offer.
How did Kentucky... That is a kudos to them for identifying him and giving him that offer. Rutgers, everybody should be fired. Everybody. I mean, it's bad for Penn State.
Boston
it's bad,
College.
It's bad for anybody. But Rutgers.
Right, Rutgers.
Everybody should be fired. I mean, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing him. I'm so glad. He's supposed to be a legit top 10 pick, and he said he's going to play in the bowl game. I mean, talk about right. – I mean, it's an easy decision almost the other way if you wanted to, but I just can't wait to see him. I think it's a great matchup. I know we're getting off topic. But,
that's okay.
But getting back to Micah, I just think that Micah's year is deceptively good. I think it's a lot better than just the numbers indicate in terms of splash plays.
Right.
And I just think he's going to be – when you think about Etor Gross match. So it's his first year when he did
last year.
Yeah, last year. He struggled to get on the field. When he did get on the field, a little bit lost. And you look at Micah's first year, I just think the jump's coming. And Pat Freiermuth, to me, I think Pat Freiermuth's story might be a top three best story for Penn State this year for the whole season, going back to January, where he came from and what he meant to this offense.
Yeah, because they had very they had almost nothing if he doesn't emerge at the tight end
Correct.
Position.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that would have been really rough for them.
True friend. And
if
as
he didn't, if he wasn't able to emerge, you know, I talked to somebody recently and I said, Freiermuth had a good freshman season. And their response was, yeah, but he's like 23 years old because
he's like a gray shirt. Yeah. He's like almost 20.
You know, he had to go to. He played in the private school league because he stayed back in 10th grade a second time. And he might have stayed back before that as well, which good for him.
Right.
Good for him. He's a true freshman. He'll probably only be there two more years if he keeps progressing and playing that well and go to the NFL. Good for him.
Yeah. The last thing I want to mention about Micah real quick was I knew it coming out of high school, but at this level, he's an outstanding tackler. I think he's a – like a fundamentally good tackler. And I saw a lot of plays where when he got to somebody, they went down in a hurry. And you get a little bit of that loss this day. All right, a couple more news and notes before we get out. One more, last one, and not two more, because then we're going to run out of time. Penn State announced earlier this week that the Maryland game in 2019 will be will be played on a Friday night.
Why are you pumped for that?
I don't mind a good Friday night game. There's no real deadline. There's no paper. You know, there's only a Sunday paper. Who doesn't want to be in College Park on Friday night? I know I do.
That'll do it. All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. Coming up, quarter number two. He already joined us, Ross Tucker, and we'll have Tucker's tape, and we're gonna talk about the 2019. Penn State recruiting class. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.